This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's Dream Business Mastermind and Coaching Program. Now is the time to create your dream business, and Jim Palmer is the perfect business coach to help you get that done. Jim offers three different coaching programs, and as a member of his mastermind group, you'll also benefit from the advice, wisdom, and inspiration of other successful entrepreneurs. This is a group of action takers, so if you're tired of slow to no growth and are ready to finally grow your dream business, go to www.dreambizcoaching.com. That's www.dreambizcoaching.com.
Hi, it's Melanie Benson-Strick, America's leading small business optimizer, and you are listening to my good friend Jim Palmer on Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Jim Palmer's Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Jim Palmer is a marketing and business building expert, author, speaker, and an in-demand coach. He's the founder of the Dream Business Academy and Dream Business Coaching and Mastermind Program. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, the hit weekly web TV show based on Jim's smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out at www.newsletterguru.tv. And now, please welcome the host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Those are always great things in any business. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I am beyond excited about this week's show. My special guest is a really great friend of mine, super talented, Dr. Carrie Drisga. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Carrie. She is known internationally as the functional medicine doctor. Well, you might say, well, what is functional medicine? In a nutshell, with functional medicine, you find the cause, you fix the cause, and then feel normal again. That's it. No quick pills, no five-minute in-and-out doctor visits. You actually find out what's wrong with you, and that's why her practice is just off the charts, busy and successful. Her book, by the way, is titled Reclaim Your Energy and Feel Normal Again, Finding the Root Cause of Your Fatigue with Natural Treatments, and that contains answers for a lot of women and men that struggle with fatigue. Dr. Carrie holds two doctoral degrees, chiropractic and naturopathic medicine. She has training in functional medicine, acupuncture, the Kalish method, and is a certified gluten practitioner. Always an avid listener, Dr. Carrie has obtained a level of expertise in her profession that no other doctor in Canada has achieved to date. Dr. Carrie speaks and gives multiple interviews on such topics as natural treatments for fatigue, thyroid problems, irritable bowel syndrome, and chronic pain. She has enjoyed being a featured guest speaker at the Eastern Ontario Chiropractic Society. She also speaks on entrepreneurial fatigue, how to fuel your brain and body for entrepreneurial success, which is what I'm going to talk to her about today. In full disclosure, as I mentioned, she's not only a great friend of mine, she's a coaching client for, I think, 3 years now, and I'm just super excited to interview her. And what we're going to do today, it's going to be a little bit long of an interview, probably about 40 minutes or so, folks, but this is really all about something that not only I suffer from, but just about every entrepreneur that's doing anything suffers from. That is fatigue. So, Dr. Carrie, with that long-winded introduction for you, how are you doing, my friend?
Whew, I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
I gave you quite the intro. You got a lot to live up to on this interview. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
So, you know, you had, by the way, just an amazing launch for your book, and gosh, I was so proud of you for the work you did. You sold hundreds and hundreds of copies, which means there's some really great information that's getting out there. Now, the reason I wanted to have you back on my program is because you also created we call them an info product. It could be called a training program, but it's a little course, like a home study course, called Entrepreneurial Fatigue: How to Fuel Your Brain and Body for Entrepreneurial Success. And, you know, speaking of myself, someone has a reputation for always pretty much being in massive action. I'm either in massive action or I'm sleeping usually. And, you know, my expression, sleep a little less if you have to, which is,
right,
I know, not a good thing. But, you know, fatigue can take its toll, and you can only do it for so long. And because it really starts to affect not only our bodies but our minds. So, you know, my general MO is don't leave the desk until you're done. You got work to do, you sit there and do it. I'm pretty hard on myself, but, you know, you know what they say, you got the best boss and the worst boss when you're in business for yourself. So why are you so passionate? Let's start with maybe a little bit broader of a question, Carrie. Why are you so passionate about entrepreneurial fatigue, and why did you create this program?
So I guess, Jim, part of my passion when it comes to fatigue is that as a doctor, I have a lot of patients that come see me in my private practice at Functional Medicine Ontario, and they are suffering with fatigue and a foggy brain, and their memory is slipping. They're having more senior moments than they care to. And a common theme that I see is that they just feel like their complaints are not being taken seriously by their family doctor. So I would say in general in the modern, you know, medical profession that they don't really see fatigue as a serious problem. They're just like, oh, all your tests are normal. Maybe you should try an antidepressant. Or they say something like, you're pretty stressed. You should take a vacation. Or the worst one is, you might be starting a burnout. You should take 3 months off of work. And for a lot of people, that's just none of those options are feasible. And people know that their fatigue is coming from somewhere deeper in their body. And really what they want is they want an answer for it, and they want to feel normal again, and they want to have a sharp, focused brain and be creative like they used to, especially the entrepreneurs and business owners out there.
You know, is there a difference, a noticeable difference between what people often feel as physical fatigue? So, I mean, I imagine if you're a construction worker or you're a waitress on your feet all day or somebody doing physical labor, and then there's people like me who pretty much sit in a chair for multiple days in a row and mental fatigue. So physical fatigue and mental fatigue, like what's the difference in, as far as the body's concerned?
So if we take a step back and you can do this test, Jim, and all the listeners can do it. I would say on average, how would you rate your energy from 0 to 10? And so 0 would be no energy at all, and 10 would be your batteries are fully charged. So if you're not at an 8 or higher, then you're suffering from some level of entrepreneurial fatigue. And whether you know it or not, that is affecting your business and your bottom line in some way, shape, or form. And so when I talk to patients when they come in and see me, I'll ask them, do you feel more tired in your body or do you feel more tired in your brain, in your head, mentally? And the majority of the time they'll say, you know what, it's not so much in my body, I really feel it in my brain. Like sometimes they feel wired in their body but their brain is tired. It's really funny. So most people, they have the fatigue, it's in their mind. So if you can think of physical fatigue would feel like you just shoveled your driveway, a foot of snow fell, and you just shoveled it all off of your driveway. Or you just raked all the leaves in your lawn. You know, it really tires you out, but you still can think. Whereas this entrepreneurial fatigue, it's more mental fatigue, more brain-based fatigue. It really starts affecting your your thinking process. Your thoughts are slower. You can't remember the name or the word that you're like searching for. It's on the tip of your tongue. It's on the tip of your brain. You start becoming more and more forgetful. You pick up your cell phone and you forget why you were picked it up in the first place. Or you walk into a room and you forget why you walked in, you know, in the first place. Things like that.
Mm. You know, so you and I are doing this interview a couple of weeks after my Dream Business Academy in Annapolis, and, mm-hmm. you know, I shared with the group that the 3 to 4 weeks leading up to that were horrendous. I was short-staffed. They just had a bunch of things going on, and I like to finish by, like, Friday so I could have a weekend off, and, you know, if that Monday or Tuesday is a travel day, I like to disengage and get really fresh, which I could not do this time. I actually went to the event feeling fatigued when the event mm-hmm. fatigues the heck out of you anyway. And I actually felt by the end of it, I just felt like my brain was hurting. And even mm-hmm. though like I wasn't like doing physical exertion per se, I felt like it was starting to affect my whole body. I actually felt like my body was shutting down. I'm saying, hold on, you know. So is there a correlation between the mental exhaustion and how your body responds to that?
Yeah, I think for you, all of those hours standing up there all of that standing can be very fatiguing to the body. You know,
that's true.
You know, when you go to the grocery store and you kind of look behind and you see what the cashiers are standing on, they're actually standing on these anti-fatigue mats. And so I'm sure a lot of that physical fatigue you were starting to feel was just because you were standing on a hard concrete floor.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, after a while, just the mental drain, like you said, leading up to the event, you had all that stress, and then just the stress of the event and how all of that fatigues the brain.
So, Carrie, you know, one of the things that we always hear about is, you know, if you watch news or anything, you hear estimates of, oh, this disease, this causes, it affects a certain percentage of people. It does this, that, and the other thing. As far as fatigue, or what you and I are calling, you know, entrepreneur fatigue, because that's who my audience is, how does that affect our bottom lines, you know, other than picking up your cell phone and not knowing who you're supposed to call? I mean, entrepreneurialism, business owners, you have to make some big decisions. I like to say you should make fast decisions as well. That's got to be probably one of the biggest danger zones for entrepreneurs. Would you agree? Or
yeah, see, I like to say that your number one business asset is you, and you need to keep you healthy. And a lot of that has to do with keeping your brain healthy. So you have better focus, sharper memory, good creativity, all that stuff, so you can problem solve. And so what happens is, for a lot of entrepreneurs, they're stressed to the max. They don't take time to eat healthy meals. A lot of the time they're sitting at their desk and they take like 5 minutes, but they're eating still in front of their computer.
Well, I take six, so I don't feel bad.
Okay, so that's better than five.
Yep.
They're not sleeping well at night. They go to bed late or they get up early. And so we'll have periods in our life, periods in our business where the truth is you just have to suck it up and get through it. But if this short period of time starts to become a long period of time and this is your life and you're doing this day in and day out, it will start to catch up with you. And I can't tell you how many people I've seen in my private practice. So I'm a doctor. I'm married to a doctor. My father-in-law was also a doctor. And we could see in all of these patients that we see, we can see them working, 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 and then they get to retirement age. And oftentimes one of two things would happen. Unfortunately, one would be that their health really crashes. They have one or two good years to travel, to enjoy things, and then their health just gives out because they haven't been paying attention to it all of those years. And then the other thing, which is worse, is we see a lot of deaths after people retire, again, because they didn't take the day in and day out of doing the small things to help your health so that you can enjoy the rest of your life once you retire.
So I want to ask you about some of the root causes of fatigue besides working 12, 15, 18-hour days. I also, and I kind of know because, you know, I worked on the program with you, I know what some of the answers are, but if I'm going to conduct the interview properly, let me stop there and ask you that first. What are some of the root causes of fatigue besides, you know, working like ungodly hours, 5, 6, 7 days a week?
So, yeah, part of it is all of the work that we do, that we as entrepreneurs, you do it, I do it, probably everybody that's listening to this interview right now does it, that we pretty much can never shut our brains off. We're just always thinking about our businesses. And so that's part of it, not having downtime, not practicing stress management on a daily basis, not getting good sleep, not taking your vitamins, not eating enough vegetables. Like, this is not rocket science. It's just getting back to the basics of what you need to do to have good health in general.
You know, you helped me almost a year now. You helped me get off of two really bad things, caffeine and sugar, both of which I use to get through my long days of back-to-back phone calls. I just keep – I call it medicating myself, keeping my energy level high. But
yeah, medicating with caffeine and sugar, yeah.
Yeah, how about that for health, right?
Well, a lot of people do it. Yeah.
I know. And it was a brutal, brutal three-week period, especially with the caffeine. I had these low droning headaches, but they eventually subsided. And what I tell people now is I don't have that huge energy spike, but I don't crash to the basement. I have sort of a consistent level of energy. Right before I jumped on the call with you, I had some nuts and mixed in a couple raisins and stuff, and that was like, and I can actually feel my body get energized for that, but I don't crash as a result. Like, I used to have a Snickers or some kind of a candy bar and Diet Coke, and I don't do that anymore. So, you know, both of those things help. The other thing, the third thing you did for me, and I'm just grateful for, because you had to really push me, and I'm going to tell everybody, you actually mailed me. I call it my mini bra, but, you know, I used to have trouble sleeping through the night because, like you say, my brain never shuts off. And you sent me one of those masks, and I call it my little bra because it almost like cup-like, so I guess your eyes can flutter without feeling the pressure. And, you know, you told me, and I'm kind of giving your answer for you, but you can elaborate. All the things that are in our bedroom now, even if you live in a street with no street lights like I do, the TV, the cable box, the phone charger, the clock radio, the toothbrush all the way in the other, everything's got a little glowing light. And you've told me, Carrie, that your body actually senses that light, and that tells your eyes are telling your brain that daylight's coming and it's time to wake up, right?
Yeah, so your little mini bra there, I sent you two eye masks, one to put next to your bed and one to put in your carry-on for when you travel. But, yeah,
yeah.
We live in a society where we have a lot of light. And really, when we sleep at night, we should be sleeping in a bedroom that's so dark that it's like a cave that basically you cannot see your hand in front of your face. That's what we should have. But the reality is, 99.9% of us have too much ambient light in our bedroom. So like you said, the light that is shining off of your alarm clock, off your cell phone charge, the light that's creeping in around your window shades, even that tiny bit of ambient light, it blocks your brain from producing adequate amounts of melatonin to drive you into the deepest levels of sleep. So something as simple as wearing an eye mask. So go over to Bed Bath & Beyond or wherever, get an eye mask. The one I sent to Jim, it does look like a mini training bra because it has cups. So the eye mask isn't pressing against your eyeballs, so it's super comfortable. And I will say across the board, I get so many compliments on just that one suggestion that, okay, so you wear the eye mask every night now when you go to sleep, that blocks out that little bit of ambient light that's still in your bedroom. And because you're blocking that out, now your brain can produce maximum amounts of melatonin, and that's going to drive you into the deepest levels of sleep. And you're going to get a chance to get your batteries recharged and wake up with more energy. So that one thing, I have gotten so many compliments on just how that one thing, how people get more energy just from doing that.
You know, what's interesting is I admit to being a little bit of a doubting Thomas where that was concerned. And, you know, I actually, I didn't go to sleep with it.
It's good to be a healthy skeptic. It is.
but I would wake up all the time, like 3 to 4 o'clock for other bodily functions, but then I'd have a hard time going to sleep. So one day, it was on my nightstand, and I put it on. And I'm telling you, in about 10 minutes, I was asleep. I didn't try to go to sleep. It just got dark. And then as an experiment, you know, the second one is not in my carry-on. I took it to my boat because with my boat,
yeah, that's
the bed
a great
is up
idea.
In the front.
Yeah.
And right over the bed is this big square, well, porthole window, whatever you call it, but it lifts up and you get breeze. But also, first thing in the morning, about 6 o'clock, the sun would come streaming in. And that was my ultimate test, Carrie. I wore that thing, and it was still dark, and I got another couple hours of sleep. That is the greatest thing going, I'm telling you. I felt so refreshed.
That's fantastic. So then the other thing that you brought up was the caffeine and sugar. Because the reality is a lot of us medicate with caffeine and sugar. And that makes it really, it's a challenge for patients in general, business owners, entrepreneurs, to even, you know, think about, oh my gosh, how am I even going to get off the caffeine and sugar? Because isn't that going to make my energy worse? Because that's the only thing that's actually getting me through my day. Like some people are at that point. That is the only thing that's getting me through the day. Coffee, and Pepsi and sugar. Mm-hmm. And just as you said, okay, it took some time to wean yourself off of that, because the reality is caffeine is the drug of choice right now. It has a big impact on your brain, and you kind of go through a little bit of rehab detoxifying it out of your body. And it can cause headaches and whatnot just trying to get off of caffeine. But I find across the board, once you get over that hurdle of getting off of caffeine and sugar and eating more regularly through your day, just eating healthier in general through your day, just as you said, Jim, you actually have a good steady amount of energy all day long.
You know, what was interesting is when I was, after about 4 or 5 days of kind of going cold turkey, just no more Diet Coke was my drink of choice, and I actually looked up about these headaches, and it said, well, for goodness sakes, have a little bit of caffeine, and that did take the edge off enough so I could then, you know, just completely wean myself. But going cold turkey, I thought, was a bit of a problem. What if you know, you mentioned these 5-minute lunch breaks, of which I partake in most often. But
oh, you said 6-minute lunch breaks.
I know, I'm coming clean. It depends if it's a cold food or if I have to heat it up. But what about skipping meals? You know, people say, oh, I'm just going to skip that. I'm going to do this, that. I mean, you know, the body is really a very kind of a fine-tuned machine. When you skip a meal, it's like taking the air out of your car tires or putting crappy gas or something like that. I mean, that's a pretty good medical analogy. What do you think of that?
Exactly. I was actually thinking of you're not putting gas in your car at all.
Okay.
So, yeah,
all right.
Skipping meals is really bad. So what happens when you skip meals is it causes unstable blood sugar, and your blood sugar crashes. And one of the primary fuels that your brain needs, so just like you have to put gas in your car in order for it to run, you need to put food in your body in order to have fuel for your brain. And that's not a novel or new concept. But so many people out there are skipping meals. Well, or they're just pushing their meals back. Well, I don't have time right now. I'll just wait a couple hours. I'll eat later. And that causes unstable blood sugar, and you're going to feel it in your brain as far as your thinking is going to become more cloudy. You won't be as sharp, as focused, as clear-headed as you should be. You're going to start feeling tired, and then you're going to want to reach for the Coke, the Pepsi, the Power Bar, or something like that. So it behooves you to somehow try. So talking about diet and nutrition, that's like a huge topic, and we don't have a whole lot of time today to really dive into that, but in some way, shape, or form, you need to start figuring out, okay, this is what I have been doing. I need to make a change. What change is doable for me? Does that mean doing something like going to the health food store or going to the grocery store and saying, going to the like customer service desk and saying, I need some healthy snacks that are high in protein. What do you have for me? What are my options? Because just doing that, they'll walk you through the store and say, this is an option, that's an option, that's an option, and fill up your cart right for you. And then on the...
You know,
I was going to say on the...
I didn't know if you... Okay, go ahead. Finish that thought.
I was going to say on the other extreme, you could also hire somebody to help you with this. Hire a nutritionist, or, you know, even hire somebody to come in and fill up your refrigerator, a personal chef or something like that. I know that that's an investment, and as business owners and entrepreneurs, you know, one of the things is the importance of delegating things, working on your strong points, but delegating things off your plate so that you can really just focus on your strengths. And sometimes we forget about delegating some of these things that we just do day in and day out at our house, like who cleans our house and who does the cooking in our house. And if you can afford to do something like that, you should think about that.
Absolutely. I want to ask you about the program, Entrepreneurial Fatigue, but I was going to kind of rudely stepped in on your line there.
Okay.
But I don't know if you noticed this, but when I was at the academy, when we do the 10-minute breaks, you know, most people go out and stretch or go to the bathroom. I have a little cooler, and it has yogurt in it, and it has protein shakes, and I also had protein bars. So, like, I didn't even wait for meals. I was just, every time we had a 10-minute break, which is about every 2+ hours, I would go pop a little protein in it, and that was how I kept some of my energy going.
That's fantastic. Actually, I did not notice that because I was trying to not be the doctor that week. I was just trying to be the entrepreneur and not the doctor.
Good.
But
well,
that's
speaking
excellent.
Of being the you know,
excellent.
Now listen, speaking of being
so
the
smart.
Entrepreneur, Carrie,
yeah.
I
yeah.
have watched you grow from having kind of a smaller practice in Ontario to having you're doing interviews, you've sold tons of books internationally, and you also now are able to help people through phone calls, through Skype video and things like that. So your practice has really grown dramatically, and I think once this program, Entrepreneurial Fatigue, gets out there, you're going to have even more people ringing on your phone or flying to see you or driving to see you, whatever that looks like. So let me ask you this, which, by the way, before I ask you about Entrepreneurial Fatigue, that was a revelation to me because you think most doctors, they want you to come in, but you're actually able to help people. I mean, you told me you're helping people. I think you had, how many foreign countries? You had India at one point, or you, where have you had people?
Yeah, I had a person, they flew in to see me from Cairo.
Yeah.
And then I've had a couple of other calls come in. I'm kind of drawing a blank right now. But, yeah, through the miracle of technology, it's really changing healthcare as we know it. And so I see patients through Skype. I see them with phone appointments for those people who don't live locally and can see me face-to-face. These are great mm-hmm. tools that we can use in healthcare now.
It's so cool. So let's get to Entrepreneur Fatigue, because one of the reasons you created this program was so that you can get your work and your expertise and knowledge about this whole fatigue issue out to a lot of different people, people that might not have the ability to come see you or connect with you. So let's talk about the program. I know there's two CDs, so there's an interview. I know you have a lot of there's transcripts of those, by the way, if you prefer to read. There's bonus resources you have in here. I'm gonna name those real quick. There's a consumer awareness guide to functional medicine. There's a bonus report called Fatigue Factors 9 through 14, Reclaiming Your Energy, which is some bonus chapters of your awesome book, 6 Truths You Need to Hear About Natural Treatments for Fatigue. And then you also put in here, which I thought was very smart, some checklists, goals, and self-tests that people can do. So you don't even have to, like, call the doc up. There's some things you can do on your own. So congratulations. It's an awesome program. Let me ask you about the natural treatments of fatigue, because I think, in my opinion, of course, this has been your profession for many, many years, but and for the last 3 years since we've been working together, I've become much more up on it. But people are looking for natural treatments, right? They want to get away mm-hmm. from constantly medicating with this big drug and that drug. So what are some of the natural treatments for fatigue that you can mention here?
So we have we were able to get into much more detail in the program, but some of the natural treatments, so we talked a little bit earlier about diet, making sure you're getting enough protein in your diet, making sure you're drinking enough water. Let's see here. We talked about stress and how important it is to really practice stress management, because stress has a pretty big effect on your brain. Cortisol is your main stress hormone, and when cortisol is out of balance, it's actually going to atrophy your brain, and that's been studied extensively by Dr. Robert Sapolsky of Stanford University. So I know that you know, and all the listeners know that you should be doing stress management, but like, how can we help you implement some simple tools and techniques? So I've got things like that in the program. And then going back to sleep, one of the things, like we talked about, the mini training bra that everybody should be wearing in the form of an eye mask. And I talk about other things, too, that can help with helping just induce good deep sleep, things like taking magnesium right before you go to bed and using a white noise machine. In my bedroom, I have an ambient noise machine that has 5 or 6 like nature sounds, and the one that we always have it programmed to is crickets. So it sounds like a summer's night, and it's just crickets, and it's dark, and it's really soothing. And then another thing we talk about is exercise, because I think kind of across the board when it comes to entrepreneurs, the busier we get, we start to slack off on all of these things, and it's like one of the things that goes the wayside pretty early is exercise. Like okay, I could do 30 minutes at the gym, or I could sit at my desk and take these 30 minutes and just get this thing done. So we talk about different exercises that you can do on the job, just in chunks of 10 minutes, you know, just 10 minutes once a day, so that you're getting good exercise to help fuel your body. And then I talk about some specific key vitamins and nutrients that are necessary and needed for energy production in the body and to help keep your brain strong.
You know, at one point I remember you telling me that when a new patient comes in and, you know, there's this whole discovery process, I think you told me they often come in with an entire bag full of vitamins. Like,
yeah,
here's everything I'm taking, dump it all out on the table. And you've said at points that some are good, some are bad, some are overdone, and some are underdone. And even you even told me, I think, that the times they take them are not correct. So go there just for a couple minutes.
Yeah, so you're right. Most people that come to see me have a bag full of vitamins. You know, there's a lot of information out there right now on the internet. There's actually a lot of good information. There's some bad, but there's a lot of good information. So a lot of times people are taking the right supplements, but they're not taking the right dose to really have an effect on the body. And then for I would say the majority of supplements, it is really important to take them with meals so that they get properly absorbed. And in the entrepreneurial fatigue program, I talk about the vinegar test, which is a simple test you can do to even see if your multivitamin tablet, does it even dissolve? Because that's a question I get a lot from patients. Hey, Dr. Carey, is this any good? Is this getting absorbed? Is this just ending up in my toilet? So that's one of the things I talk about in the entrepreneurial fatigue program. How to see if you are even taking good vitamin supplements.
You know, what are some of the signs that your blood sugar has gotten too low, right? You know, what are some of the things, so if people want to kind of just do a little self-testing, what are some of those signs?
Oh, sure. So getting back to earlier when we were talking about that, really you should not skip meals. And you shouldn't put your meal off like, oh, I'm busy right now, I'll eat in an hour, and then you push it off another hour. So some of the symptoms, if your blood sugar is crashing and you're having low blood sugar, is you're going to be craving sugar. So if you're craving sugar, already your blood sugar is too low. And if you eat a meal and it actually gives you a boost of energy, that means that your blood sugar was too low to start with. And people who have a hard time staying asleep at night, so they go to sleep okay, but they can't stay asleep. They wake up at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning. That's usually because their blood sugar is crashing during the middle of the night and it's waking them up. And then the opposite to that can be your blood sugar can be too high. You're actually eating too many carbs. And the three key symptoms of that, if you eat a meal and then you feel tired, you know, the very typical Thanksgiving, and everybody eats their Thanksgiving meal. They go on the couch, they unbuckle, and then they, like, fall asleep. So if you feel tired after your meal, that means you ate too many carbs and your blood sugar is too high. And then if you're craving sweets after you just ate, it's because you ate too many carbs. And then the last one is, if you have a hard time falling asleep, it's because your blood sugar is too high because you are eating too many carbs. So these are very simple. These are very simple things that you can modify with your diet, cutting down on the carbs, eating more protein, to help keep your blood sugar steady, and that's going to help keep your energy levels steady.
So I can understand too many carbs, but is it possible for somebody just to be like, they have an aversion to carbs, and so any, because I've been trying to eat a lot of proteins, not to make this the gym diagnosis show, but I eat a lot of proteins now, but actually for lunch today I had half of a meatball grinder. I had one last night.
Oh,
for dinner.
Yum.
I didn't like eat. I know it was good. It was cold. I said, I'm going to get a meatball grinder. And, you know, I specifically only had half. And I said, okay, there's lunch tomorrow. So it wasn't a large portion. I don't even know if there was 500 calories. My guess, it was less than that because it was half of a 6-inch sub. But even having that, literally 20 minutes, 25 minutes after I ate that, I was tired. And I'm thinking, goodness, is it just carb-related and not volume of carbs?
Yeah, it can be. It really can be. And so first off, I'm jealous of your meatball grinder because we do not have good meatball grinders up in Canada.
With well, cheese and sauce.
Actually a blessing and... maybe that's a blessing yep. in disguise. But yeah, yeah, so the more... So I find that the more you start paying attention to your health and the more you start paying attention to your diet, you can start troubleshooting these things. So just as you did, you had this half a meatball grinder, then you were tired after. Yeah, that means you either had too many carbs in that meal or you actually did not eat enough protein. And so patients start to learn and people start to learn just by paying attention, simply by paying attention to their bodies as to what is the right food for you and what amount.
So I got about 4 minutes left, Carrie, and I want to give you a chance to talk about your website and the program a little bit. But so one final question. I remember you talking about color breathing. Is that a short answer, or should I not go there? Not go to that question?
No, yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah, because that's a simple tool that I talk about to help with stress management. So, again, everybody should be doing stress management, but most people are not. So color breathing is a very simple form of meditation. So you would shut the door to the office, to your office, put a do not disturb sign on your door, turn off your phones, turn off all of your bells and whistles, so you can just have 5 minutes of downtime. And it might mean putting a five-minute appointment in your calendar for yourself to be able to do this, to take 5 minutes for yourself. So what you do is when you take a deep breath in, you're going to imagine breathing in your favorite color. And that color might change from day to day, and that's fine. But just imagine breathing in, every time you take a deep breath, breathing in your favorite color, seeing it go all through your body, down to your fingertips and down to your toes. And then every time you breathe out either a color that you hate or just breathe out blackness. So you breathe in the color that you love, breathe out the color that you hate. And not to get too woo-woo here, but focusing on the colors. I have found focusing on the colors is a good way to try and to shut my brain off from my to-do list. And there is something related to like energy medicine with the colors coming in and out of your body, as well as that. It's just a simple meditation that you can start doing every day. So that's part of what I talk about in the Entrepreneurial Fatigue Program, too.
That's awesome. And I've done that, by the way. And so I'm always breathing in blue because I like blue water. And then I usually breathe out either black or red because I think of those as like either toxic or dark or whatever. And it's pretty cool mm-hmm. because – and I think the reason it works – well, I'm telling a doctor why it works, but for my audience, you know, the reason it works is it's like a pat interrupt. Instead of thinking what you're thinking about, you're thinking about the color. So you're only processing one thought, and it's not what – you've been thinking about, so I think that's pretty cool. All right, so we're down to just like a couple minutes, but tell everybody about your practice, your website, how they get more information from you. I want them to get a copy of your book, and then also obviously this very cool home training program called Entrepreneurial Fatigue.
So I guess probably the best place to find what all the stuff that I have, to find my book, to find the Entrepreneurial Fatigue program, to find my podcast, the Functional Medicine Radio Show, to find Dr. Carrie TV, to find my blog, all of that stuff. The best place to find that would be on my website, drcarrie.com, spelled drcarrie.com. And if you want to connect with me, if you have a question, you can submit a question to me directly through that website as well.
It's so cool, and I want to recommend people watch your videos. You do an amazing podcast yourself. You interview some wonderful people, but your videos are super cool. It's just here you are, just Dr. Carrie sitting in your office or wherever you are, and I think you've had your dogs in a few episodes, and you're just sharing some really good, useful information. So check out Dr. Carrie's videos, her podcasts, and as I said, I really want everybody to get a copy of her book. And you'd be really wise to get a copy of Entrepreneurial Fatigue, How to Fuel Your Brain and Body for Entrepreneurial Success. Dr. Carrie, thank you so much. I love that you took the time to do an extended interview with me, and just wish you all continued success.
Jim, I want to thank you again. It's been an honor being a guest. I love being a guest and being interviewed by you. And I really hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much. Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special extended episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with the functional medicine doc herself, Dr. Carrie Drisga. Stick Like Glue is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, your dream business coach. I'm committed, as always, to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio this time next week. Until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at iTunes and www.getjimpalmer.com. To learn more about Jim's Dream Business Coaching and Mastermind program, visit www.dreambizcoaching.com. That's www.dreambizcoaching.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now, go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.